From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Conflicting views from the presidents of the U.S. and Russia.
Unless we work with other nations under the mantle of international norms and principles and law that offer legitimacy to our efforts, we will not succeed.
U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin clashed sharply today at the United Nations on how to end 4 years of fighting in Syria. Ahead of face-to-face meeting between the two world leaders set for later on in the day, Mr. Obama told the annual U.N. General Assembly gathering that after so much bloodshed and carnage, Syria cannot return to a pre-war status quo. He called for a managed transition to oust Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But Mr. Putin, making his first UN speech in a decade, warned that it would be an enormous mistake to not cooperate with the Assad government in fighting Islamic State insurgents trying to oust the Syrian leader. He called for a broad coalition to combat Islamic State fighters, much like the anti-Hitler alliance that fought together in World War II. A developing story in Africa, Burkina Faso's army says the elite presidential guard, known as the RSP, that was behind a recent coup attempt, is refusing to be disarmed.
The soldiers want some guarantee regarding their safety, because there has been the transitional government said they were open an inquiry regarding the coup, and the soldiers feel they could be in danger of being prosecuted. So they have requested an amnesty before. But so far, it hasn't been agreed on, so they are trying to pressure the government to give them some guarantee before by the weapons.
That's VOA's Emily Yoob in the capital of Ouagadougou. The cabinet is expected to hold an emergency meeting on Monday. This is VOA News. Insurgent officials and Afghan media confirmed this evening the Taliban has seized control of Kunduz after staging a pre-dawn, well-coordinated offensive against the northern city. Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui told VOA earlier in the day that national security forces killed up to 25 insurgents, claiming there are no casualties among Afghan forces. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said today that the nuclear deal agreed to between the six major powers in Tehran should signal a new era and help to lead peace and stability in the Middle East. Speaking at the annual gathering of world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly, Rouhani said the nuclear deal is not the final objective, but a development which can and should be the basis of further achievements to come. He said Iran would not forget the international sanctions imposed on it, but is eager to show it can choose a lasting peace based on development and shared interests. For more on this story, visit our website at VOA.com. NASA scientists have found strong evidence of saltwater streams on Mars. At least during the Red Planet summer, the space agency announced today, the lines of hydrated salt minerals found would require water for their creation, and where there's liquid water, there could be life, even if it's in a microbial form. John Grunsfeld is the NASA Associate Administrator for the Science Mission Directorate.
These observations from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter are giving us a much better view that Mars has resources that are useful to future travelers. When you have water, you know, what's water? Hydrogen and oxygen. That's what we make rocket fuel out of. Perchlorates. The space shuttle, the solid rocket boosters are aluminum perchlorate. In principle, you could make solid rocket fuel. And as we've talked about, perchlorates are ubiquitous around Mars.
Care, he says, is being taken not to pollute.
It's not only protecting the Earth from bringing some alien life form to Earth, but more so right now, it's protecting the environments that we go to, whether it's Mars or Europa, to make sure, you know, that we don't contaminate other planets before we find out if we're alone in the universe.
Royal Dutch Shell said Monday it is, for the foreseeable future, halting its oil drilling operations in the Arctic waters off the coast of the U.S. state of Alaska. A company's statement said an exploratory well found indications of oil and gas about 240 kilometers from the town of Barrow, but not enough to continue operations. It cited high costs and the unpredictable federal regulatory environment among reasons for deciding to seal the 2,000-meter well. The Arctic region is estimated to hold 20% of the world's untapped oil and gas. From Washington, this is Joe Palca reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.